Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Texas Christian University is now offering school credit for an internship at, get this, Planned Parenthood. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Texas Christian University, or TCU, has Christian in the middle of its name, literally, and now it has decided to offer a four-credit internship at a Planned Parenthood in Texas. This is the greater Planned Parenthood here in the Texas area, and it is, frankly, the largest abortion clinic in the country. It is right there in the heart of Texas. It is one of the clinics that was being considered during the issue of the undercover investigation being revealed to the public. And now TCU, Matt, is offering a four-credit internship. And you used to be a director of internships. So tell us about, for those who are not familiar with this, some people might think an internship, well, that's just somebody volunteering. How does a school give credit to an internship?
Well, yeah, you know, I was the head of a career services department at a law school. And at the time, for instance, the ACLU reached out to us and said, hey, we'd like to have some of your students, it's at a Christian law school. We'd like to have some students, sign up for internships with the ACLU. Well, I responded to them. I said, well, thank you, but no thank you. I was very professional and polite about it, but I said, you are constantly in every way trying to undermine the Christian mission and the truths of Scripture, and you are an anti-Christian organization. Why, do you have to do with a Christian organization? Why would you want Christians to be interns? Well, clearly, this is, now keep in mind, this is Planned Parenthood reaching out to Texas Christian University.
Yeah, asking Planned Parenthood has actually reached out because they want a college student from TCU to intern at Planned Parenthood. And in return for that internship, where they're actually going to be working for Planned Parenthood, the school turns around and gives college course credit. So TCU is offering course credit for a student to intern and work at Planned Parenthood. Now, what is the project? Why does Planned Parenthood want the student who's going to get course credit to come to Planned Parenthood? They want to have a overview, a 5 to 10 minute visual presentation as a result of the internship that will last for a semester. They want to have a 5 to 10 minute visual presentation, which is a PR piece on the history of Planned Parenthood in that area, on gender, and on the history of healthcare. They want the student to include interviews of people who support Planned Parenthood. In other words, they want this college student to get course credit for developing a propaganda PR piece for Planned Parenthood.
Exactly. I don't understand. I mean, Texas Christian University has an opportunity time to be teaching students to support pro-life issues and to save lives. And here they are offering credit to help this organization that kills over 325,000 babies a year. That doesn't match up.
No, it doesn't. What we have here is is unbelievable for a Christian university and one that actually has Christian in its name. You know, the Students for Life has said, this may be cheating, but let's give the student a head start. Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, which is the location, was part of the undercover project for the Center for Medical Progress, which exposed the abortion giant of haggling over the prices of body parts of babies they aborted. Now, the Center for Medical Progress is the group that was founded by David DeLaden and Sandra Merritt. The other person who was the undercover investigator, were the undercover investigator, and we represent Sandra Merritt. So this was a clinic that was part of that undercover investigation. Let's give them a head start. Students for Life says, This group already has some video on them as far as what they're doing. Let's put that in their 5 to 10 minute piece. But you know, at the end of the day, it's Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas that will ultimately have final say on what this product looks like. They have a predetermined idea, and that student is going to help them create that, and that student will get course credit for doing so.
I mean, can you imagine sending your child to college at a Christian university and thinking they're going to get Christian education, and here they, well, I've got an internship opportunity at Planned Parenthood.
Well, this completely undermines the Christian credibility of Texas Christian University. And as fellow Christians, we are to hold our fellow believers accountable when they are in error, when they are, in this case, in direct disobedience of Scripture. 2 Corinthians 6:14 applies to this perfectly. It says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. Well, Planned Parenthood, I mean, they slaughter children. Their founder, Margaret Sanger, was a eugenicist who effectively said that they want to use abortion and eugenic tactics and birth control and so forth to do away with the Negro race, as they called it, with African Americans. She spoke before the KKK. They sell body parts. So a true history project here is going to reveal these things. Well, this is just a propaganda piece. The verse goes on to say, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Why, in heaven's name, would Texas Christian University be taking young people who are entrusted to their care and their education, and why would they take them and these ostensibly believers who are seeking sanctification and to be righteous, why would they put them in a wicked place? Why would they put the light of the world into such darkness?
Well, here's where I think the school went wrong, and I think this is a problem for any Christian school trying to stay on mission. Here is a note from, this is a posting from the person who is the History Department's Director of Undergraduate Studies, and he says, welcome back, history majors. And good luck as you begin your studies this semester. I've met with most of you in the past year, but for all the newcomers on this list, I'm the History Department's Director of Undergraduate Studies and the Chief Advisor for all history majors. So please feel free to meet with me without any questions you have regarding your coursework and path to graduation, etc. Then he goes on to say, for anyone interested in a history-related internship or volunteer opportunity this year, see the announcement below. Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas is looking for a volunteer historian to develop a project highlighting its history in Fort Worth since it was established here in 1935. The office on John Ryan Drive, about 15 minutes from the campus, has a substantial archival collection of photographs, scrapbooks, and other materials. And he goes on to talk about this. So this has come as the initiation from Planned Parenthood, working with this person who is the history director's undergraduate Department of Undergraduate Studies. So he obviously, or she, I don't know if it's a he or she, obviously this person is in cahoots with Planned Parenthood and is now promoting this to the students of a Christian university.
And they're getting 3 credits for it. So it makes you wonder, what kind of history are they teaching?
And 3 credits,
Christian,
by the way, for an internship is
class.
A lot of credits.
Yeah. I mean,
that is a lot of credits.
This is a major project.
That means that you're spending, you know, if you're doing a 3-credit course in school, Matt, you have a class that's 1 hour on Monday, 1 hour on Wednesday, 1 hour on Friday, and obviously you have homework after that. So it's a substantial investment of time.
Well, Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, she says it is a disgrace for a large Christian university to offer credit for an internship in the largest abortion provider in the nation, instead of educating and equipping students on how to persuasively discuss the pro-life viewpoint and help women in crisis, they instead reward students for spending valuable time volunteering for an organization that ends the lives of over 325,000 innocent human beings a year. And just think of the parents who thought their child would be receiving a valuable Christian-focused education at a private school. They are paying over $53,500 a year to be swindled.
Wow.
Yeah, that's parents, if you are thinking of TCU or you're a graduate of TCU, you know somebody who's an alumni of TCU, I would encourage you to contact the school and make your voice known to this school. This is a tragedy. Here is a Christian school that ultimately is acting in a very unchristian manner. I mean, we're talking about Planned Parenthood is is a genocidic organization. It is a barbaric, brutal organization that kills children and then profits from the sale of their body parts. No one should be getting course credit for doing a promo piece. Now, if you want to look at the history of Planned Parenthood and do a real objective historical analysis, be my guest, because you're going to find some really bad history of Planned Parenthood. But if you're creating a promo piece, no school should give course credit for something like that. Visit lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support us financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.